a season like no other. Falkirk have went through the whole league campaign and not lost once. Unbelievable, phenomenal, incredible, invincible.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall.
Into the box, it's Adams. And McKeever scores! Agyeman lets it run, might have a chance of a shot. It's Agyeman! Oh, what a goal from Alfredo Agyeman!
Come alive, Dylan Tate tries to bend one.
And it's a wonderful goal!
Agyeman fends off his man. And at the back post, it's Falkirk now taking the lead and it's Finn Yeats.
Emergency podcast. Scott Arfield is signed for Falkirk. What is going on? Hi, welcome to Falkirk Daft. I am John McInally. And this is a bonus episode. We thought there's been a lot going on since we last spoke on Monday. So I got the bat sign went out, the big Falkirk Daft sign went out from Bainsford. I saw it in the sky. Ross set it up. And here we are recording an emergency podcast about everything that's going on in the last week. And of course, I am with the ginger god of pod himself, the man who put up the light in the Bainsford sky. It is Ross Wayne.
Hello, sir. It's I'm still buzzing like an old fridge, as the saying goes. What a deadline day.
It was a deadline day.
It was just phenomenal, wasn't it?
We've got a lot to unpack from it, but first of all, we've got to say thank you very much. They're back on board. Haldane Landscaping Services. I've jumped on board for this special bonus podcast to sponsor it. Transform your outdoor space with Haldane Landscaping Services. See, they do the construction, they're now into the landscaping as well. Absolutely love that. If you're looking for to enhance your outdoor space with a beautifully designed garden, stylish new patio, or a durable, long-lasting driveway, Haldane Landscaping Services has got the ground covered. See what they've done there, Ross. Haldane Landscaping has got the ground covered.
Love, I like it.
Peter and the team over there have been proudly serving the Falkirk and surrounding areas. You'll see their big sign on the side of the North Stand. They specialise in high-quality landscaping and groundwork solutions tailored to your needs. Whether you envision a tranquil garden retreat, a sleek and modern driveway, or secure and stylish fencing. A lot of people need fencing after that storm. How many fences are down right across Falkirk at the moment?
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Exactly. So get in touch with Peter and the team. The services include bespoke garden designs, patios and driveways, fencing and brickwork, drainage and concreting, and they're going to sort it all out for you. So if you've got any need for a landscaper or fencing work, I think is very important. Let's underline fencing work at this point because there's so many fences down. Get in touch with Peter. You can get in touch with him 01324 614 076 or email info@haldaneconstruction.co.uk. Obviously, we know Peter really well. We know Haldane really well. And Haldane Landscaping Services, like we say, part of the Haldane Construction Services Group, are gold sponsors of Falkirk FC and trusted community-focused business. So this is part of Peter's business, the landscaping side of things, falling under Haldane Construction. They're taking pride in delivering top-tier craftsmanship with a personal touch. Reputation is built on quality, trust and customer satisfaction. We know that from Peter. You're going to get it. And as I always say, Ross, keep it in the Falkirk family. So
indeed.
Yeah, I'm looking, and my wife's been going on about getting the garden done. So Peter, I'll be in touch with you. Get in touch with Peter and the team. Whether you're starting from scratch or upgrading an existing area, they'll work every step of the way to create a space you'll love for years to come. And who doesn't love? Everyone loves a good garden, you know, in the summertime.
Of course they do. Absolutely. And remember, it's not just landscape garden. They do portrait gardens as well.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Peter's the man you want to speak to. If you want to get your garden done, call the team 01324 614 076 or email, like I say, info@haldaneconstruction.co.uk. And thank you very much to Peter and the guys at Haldane Landscaping Services for jumping on this emergency podcast. And let's get into it right now as we've got big deadline day signs to review. We'll save the best to last though. Let's kick off. First one that kind of came in was Connor Allen. We've signed on a 2.5-year deal. He'll remain on loan at Kelty this season, but we got him from Rangers, a product of the Rangers youth system. Has scored twice in 20 games from midfield at Kelty. Obviously, someone that John and Paul have spotted or have got word on, Ross, and have been keeping an eye on.
Yeah, no, he sounds really excited as well because obviously he's getting rave reviews at Kelty. By all accounts, when he has been playing for Rangers Academy, he's been shining as well. 6 foot 4, he's a big lad, so he's going to fit that mould that
The modern game,
we
like you look at Stephen
absolutely
Adams, you look at Barney Stewart, all these young boys that
big
we're
lads.
bringing in, you feel sorry for the wee small footballers that are coming through youth systems now.
Then we small footballers tend to be on the way now,
Lionel
don't they?
Messi, Kevin McAllister, Russell Lattaby.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like kids, teenagers these days, like unlike us, I suppose we were all about the sort of the beer, the booze, and the women. Whereas they go to the gym now and they actually look after themselves and dedicate themselves to football. So it's a different generation. It really is. But I'm really excited by him. He's obviously got another, as John McGlynn says, he's got another 15 or 16 league games at Kelty before he joins the squad. He's going to be training with Falkirk on the days that he's not training with
Yeah.
Kelty.
Good.
Which is great as well.
It's a bit like the
Just
Keelan Adams situation last
yeah,
season, where he starts
absolutely.
ingratiating into himself into the squad, and Barney as well was doing that as well.
He was, and look how the pair of them have landed. They're fit, they're ready, they know the system, they know what we need to do, they know what the club's all about as well. They'll be at Falkirk games too, so they'll sample he'll sample the atmosphere at the stadium, so it's not all a shock come next season as well.
Yeah, capped twice at under the 19 level for Scotland as well, so certainly someone with a lot of promise. John McGlynn saying, very athletic boy, he plays in central midfield area, he's strong and powerful with great energy levels to get up and down the pitch, and we feel there's something there to work with. He's been at Rangers for 7 years and has been very impressive for Kelty this season. On that, I reached out to my Kelty sources, and
All
this is
right.
what they had to say on him. He said he's been playing away pretty decent until Saturday. I don't think he had a good game on Saturday. I don't think Kelty had a very good game on Saturday after getting beat as well. He's young, so these things happen. Strong and powerful, covers a lot of ground, breaks things up, moves the ball. Then it goes on. I say he's signed with Falkirk, but staying with us till the end of the season. That explains why he was running about with his head up his arse on Saturday. That was from a Celtic supporter.
Love it.
So yeah, again, seems like a bit of graft, a bit of grit in midfield, something that we don't really have,
No,
in
he's
the
going to be a
team.
completely different sort of centre midfielder than what we've got just now, as you said. So obviously you've got Spencer, you've got Tait, Scotty Arfield, as we'll talk about in a second as well. But yeah, this as John McGlynn describes him, he's a big athletic boy. And I love the quote that John McGlynn, and John McGlynn always says this about Gilbert, you've got a right good chance. That you can almost hear him saying it in his interview as well. He's got a right good chance.
He's got a right good chance.
Yeah, so no, really excited to see what he does next season, regardless of what league we're in, because I assume John McGlynn's thought that far ahead and think, is he good enough to be in the championship? Is he good enough to be a potential premiership player as well? You would say yes to that because of what John sees in him.
Yeah. Next up, Miller Thompson. He's on loan from Dundee United until the end of the season. Before we get into Miller, obviously, Miller's been brought in, I guess, as a replacement for Callum Morrison. And we obviously, none of this would have been happening, I don't think, without the exit of Michael McKenna last week and then Callum Morrison. I think at this point in the podcast, he's away to Linfield now. It's probably the right thing for the player, for the club, for the management. But I just think you've got to take this point and just say thank you, Callum, for everything he's done for the club. Been a great servant. And I think we're all feeling sore about it, I think, at the moment. But I think water will pass under the bridge, as inevitably does. We've got Ian McCall coming to do Falkirk Daft live, for goodness sake. Callum will be back in years to come as an invincible. That's absolutely inevitable. So, I think both from a player's perspective, from a fan's perspective, that water will pass under the bridge. And I think you've got to stand back. Callum's been our best player for probably 5 seasons, and if the money that we're hearing that we've got from him, I mean, I've seen a few things on socials with supporters reaching out to Linfield, 250,000, I find quite hard to believe.
Yeah, obviously that figure seems to be coming out of Linfield weirdly, rather than anywhere else. But you would assume, because there's been a few figures bandied about, I saw 125, 150, 175, and then obviously 250's come out of Linfield as well. It's probably somewhere between 125 and, as you say,
Yeah,
250,
somewhere, it'll be something in the
probably with
middle.
add-ons and all that shite as
Yeah.
well. I don't know if I'm over to praise him yet, if I'm being honest, John. It's like a bad breakup. I don't know if I'm ready. I might be in 6 months' time, but I'm not there now. We thank him for his services. He doesn't want to be here. Good luck. Do you know what I mean? I'm not ready. I don't know. I can't say I'm wishing well.
Listen, there'll be a lot of Falkirk supporters that aren't ready to do that, and I completely get that. But I've made my peace with it. You know, I've always been very much from
now
the
you've
get-go.
Moved on because you've got Scott Arfield behind you.
Look. Well, but listen, you know, it's if he wanted out of the club, you know, and it's led to Scott Arfield coming back. It's all worked out for everyone, I think,
in the end,
and especially if we've got Miller Thompson in, who is on loan from Dundee United until the end of the season. We announced him, he was in the Forth Valley Football Academy, which is great to hear. You wonder, has he got maybe a wee... We know Kai Fotheringham, who's up at Dundee United, was the exact same, kind of came through the exact same route as well, ended up at Dundee United, and is apparently a Falkirk supporter, is a big Falkirk supporter as well. Yeah. I wonder if Miller is as well, but you never know. You never know. But
no, apparently he's from Fife.
I don't know which club. All right, okay. We won't ask any more questions then.
No, but apparently he's from Fife. The first text I got on Monday after it was announced was from a United fan, and they were flabbergasted that he was actually let out on loan because he has played a decent number of games in the Premiership this season for them. Granted, he scored only the ones for them. However, I believe they are not blessed at Dundee United with attack-minded right-footers. So it is something of a bit of a coup that we've got him. His one goal, weirdly enough, was in the first game of the season against Dundee at Tannadice.
Wow.
And who was he up against that day?
Luke Graham.
So the pair of them will obviously know each other from that game, certainly. But the sounds of it, and I, you know what it's like, John, you don't always pay attention massively to the opposition, but he's apparently done very well for Montrose last season when he was on loan as well. So I think we've got ourselves another young, exciting young lad here, and he's going to be desperate to play. And it takes us back to the four wingers that John McGlynn wants. So you're probably going to find that Alfie and Miller will battle it out for the right wing. Ethan and Calvin will be battling it out for the left, with the knowledge that Calvin can obviously play right-hand side too. So I just think really, really exciting signing. I think we may see him make his debut on Saturday. I really do.
From a start?
I think he'll start. I think...
Okay.
I do. I think John sees a lot of him. I don't think we'd be bringing him over. He's been in the Dundee United first team a lot so far. Two-thirds of their games he's been in their squad. So it's a big signing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Tell you what, when we get to the end of this, I'm going to get your starting 11 based on all new signings. I've got your starting 11 for Thistle on Saturday. Right.
Sounds good.
John McGlynn says Miller's an exciting, versatile player who is primarily right-sided. He had an impressive spell with Montrose in League One last season before going back to Dundee United, where he was able to play a part in winning this division. He has since tested himself with plenty of appearances in the Premiership. So he's got that Championship experience, like John says, won the league with United, and he's got that, you know, the fact that he scored in the Dundee Derby and has been trusted in the Dundee Derby is brilliant news. So he's got that experience. So it is, I guess, a surprise that United have let him go out on loan.
That seems to be the feeling. And just to back up my United pal, Fiona, who was on the podcast as a United fan previewing the cup tie, when I then read the comments on the Dundee United Facebook page about the announcement, there was a lot of unhappy comments saying, why are we letting this guy go? He's someone who has shown that he can perform in the Premier League. So and likewise, when we go to talk about our next loan signing, the parent club's fans are just not happy that they've been let go.
I reached out to Mark, our Montrose correspondent, who was on a couple of times last season. I said, Miller Thompson, any good? And he just replied back saying, yeah, a good option through the middle. So I reached out to not exactly right into, but I reached out to one of my other sources who's a massive United supporter just to get a report on him. And he says, very talented, very tenacious. He's direct and technical, but has been deployed in unnatural positions by Goodwin because he's still a bairn, pun intended, he said. Too slight, but once he fills out, it'll be Premiership quality. But he's a pre-season in the gym off of that, he thinks. He'll do well in the Championship, though.
Well, that fabulous. that was the recommendation from my mate.
Again, I'm excited to see him. I think he's shown in this league with Dundee United, as you've said, he's won the league with Dundee United. He's performed well for Montrose in League One, as we've said as well. He's got something about him. I think he's not going to be a young lad that's just going to sit on the bench. I think he's came here to play football.
Interesting. Right, on to signing number three. And I said we'll save the best for last. Luke Graham is back, baby.
Come on.
Now, we don't really need to kind of ask anyone about Luke Graham because we saw what he did when he joined on loan at the start of the season. And he's been, outstanding. Absolutely. Him and Henderson in the middle of defence were unbelievable together. Obviously, we had that hiccup out here. That, you know, in the last game we played, was obviously against Dunfermline as well. We all know since that George Oakley's a cheating bastard.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So, but it's great to have Luke back in the navy blue.
I'm so delighted. I'm also delighted that we kept his away sponsorship on just in case he came back. So that's still in the bag. But no, I'm really excited again. I just feel like that I'm just excited by all these signings because I am. But I just think he fitted in so well to the squad. He fitted in so well to starting 11. Again, I'm sure he's come back to play as much football as he can. He does feel as if he's a bit of a Rolls Royce player at times. And I agree with you, the air debacle, we now know wasn't his fault. The Dunfermline game, really, there's not many games where, apart from air, I suppose, where we've shipped a few goals like we did at Dunfermline. But it's amazing. What a strong centre-half group we've now got, John Ray. We obviously Luke, we've got Tom back, and Tom's been smashing it. You've got Big Call there, Hendo, Dara. It's such a strong area, the pitch now for us.
Now, this is the one signing that I think was a bit of a luxury, you know, because we've obviously, I think with Tom coming, the expectation, we went out and signed Dara O'Connor, obviously, who we've yet seen in the Falkirk jersey, but we went out and signed him with, I guess, the thought that Tom might not come back in at full speed. And as we've seen the last two games, that he absolutely 100% has done that. Yeah. Then we've got, obviously, so we've got Tom, we've got Dara, like you say, but Captain Call, got Hendo in there as well. And then it's like, I think it was, we brought Luke back. Now, this is where I think it starts getting a bit, because Hendo and Luke were outstanding together as a two, but we also know that Call and Tom are outstanding as a two as well.
Yeah.
So this is where I think the whole debate gets very interesting in terms of, and are we going to play three centre-halves? Because if we are going to play three centre-halves, probably bringing Luke in as another backup is an option as well. Mm. It's very interesting. It gives a lot of options. And I think my worry is there's too many options now, you know, and we've done really, really well with a settled side and a settled formation, as proved last season. Yeah. So that's my worry, is just the tinkering potential.
I don't know if I'm too worried about having too many good players, because if we were to get an injury or two or a suspension or two, we've got that cover there. And I think we need a strong starting 11 every game between now and May, because if we wanted to win it, and we're obviously in a position currently where it's still within our hands, right? Of course we are. The stronger squad will win this league. I think just now that we have the strongest squad out of every single team. I look at Ayr, I think they've got a strong starting 11. I don't think the bench is that great. Livingston have certainly got a strong starting 11. Their bench isn't too bad at all, but they've not signed anyone. And I think Martindale says that they're not planning on signing any more people either. Yeah. And Thistle are obviously up and down like a yo-yo. So
interesting sign from them and Scott Martin, actually. I thought that, I mean, Hamilton supporters are going mental. I don't know how they had the fans forum last night with Jock Brown at the racecourse. I've not seen any feedback. I'm going to go on Twitter and watch and see what happened last night, because they are not happy at all.
No, they're not at all. It's a huge loss for Hamilton. I know they signed Robinson from Thistle in return, but Thistle obviously lost two players on Sunday and Monday as well. Harry Milne going to Hearts, and oh, the guy's name's just went out right in my head.
Casper Nielsen went back to Brighton.
Yeah, they lost. In fact, they lost 13 players in January. That was a status though from the Thistle.
They're trying to cut their wage bill. They're trying to cut their wage bill right down.
Yeah, he's got a very funny name, the Partick chairman. Give it a Google. They lost. Yeah, I saw that 20%. They're trying to reduce their spending by, and they've lost 13 players. That's probably not going to help Thistle.
No.
Over the course of the second half of the season. So, but listen, back to Luke. He's got competition there. But we now know that if someone has a dodgy half or a dodgy game, they're getting replaced.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And yet again, like I say, we've yet to see Darragh O'Connor. Let's move on to the next one. And we've saved the best for last. The return of Scott Arfield. Now, it was, you know, we started seeing the signings coming in with Miller and obviously Connor as well, being announced during the day. But everyone started going, well, there was a buzz started happening about...
It was about 7:30, wasn't it?
About 7:30, about, you know, it's not done yet. You know, you were messaging me saying, go, John McGlynn's car's still at the stadium. You were sending me picture messages from your sources. And then everyone started going, well, what? And then I started hearing murmurings as well through the grapevine as well. Friends of Scott Arfield were getting in touch saying, you'll never guess what. I thought, don't fuck with me here. Don't fuck with me. Because I thought I was the best I was speaking to. I've just been speaking to him. Again, we started hearing things about from Scott Arfield's brother. And it was like, whoa, this might actually happen.
Yeah.
So every Falkirk supporter, I think, on deadline day, because it didn't get announced till after about 11:15, I think every Falkirk supporter was on their phone just waiting.
Refresh.
And then, obviously, the all roads lead back.
And then the salute as well.
And the salute. And you just went, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. It was, And then the announcement came through and Scott Arfield is once again a Bairn. Obviously, we all know what Scotty did. Comes through the academy, making his debut back in 2007. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, he still talks about his debut, you know, his first goal against Inverness being one of his favourites. We saw that in the interview. And we always remember that penalty against Dunfermline at Hampden.
We do. That's probably still my favourite goal and celebration from Scott Arfield. Although, do you remember one time, I think we're playing Hamilton at home, and he came over and he did the Liam Gallagher stance at the corner flag. Do you remember he did that once? That was phenomenal. Because he used to be in a band, or maybe he still is.
Obviously he's got his guitar still. Scotty goes everywhere with his guitar, so the dressing room will be getting a wee sing-song as well, I think.
And that interview he gave to Falkirk TV Tuesday, I think it was. Honestly, I had a lump in my throat just listening to it.
I was tearing up, man.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And he gets it. That's the overall sort of... He obviously had that line in there about, oh, there's nothing as special, as exciting as this. And you knew he meant it. He wasn't just giving you fluff.
You can see, he talked about how the club meant a lot to him. The club meant a lot to his family. You know, it's ingrained within him. Now, you know, we let a player go, and Scotty's had a great career. You know, when you look at, he's played in the English Premiership. He's a Canadian international.
Europa Cup final as well.
Europa Cup. You know what I might. You obviously were getting excited as Falkirk supporters, and you just like, what a sign, you know, what Marky. And it does it, like, I really hope he hits ground running. I think it'll take him a wee while to get up to speed.
He may do, but then he's been playing and training full-time with Bolton, so he's maybe as fit as anybody else, John. But you're right, from a squad perspective and seeing how we play, that'll probably take a couple of games to get him into that side of things. But I think his influence off the park,
That's what I was going to say. Probably already started.
In that dressing room, I was about to say a lad, right? He's not a lad, he's a man now. He's Scott Arfield, the teenager. He's a man now. He's been there, done that, got the shirt. The experience he will be bringing to that dressing room is phenomenal.
I think in a title running, which we're right into the business end of the season now. We're in the kind of title running season. I think having a player like Scott Arfield, like Stephen McGinn was last season and the season before, is absolutely invaluable. You know, even like let's just say he comes in and for one way or reason it doesn't hit the ground running, or it turns out that, you know, I think just having him in that dressing room. Really important factor. I mean, fingers crossed, Scotty will come in and he'll absolutely tear it up.
I want him to score on Saturday.
Absolutely. If he comes in and he absolutely tears it up. But even if he doesn't and he's there and he's coming on, he's making impact, he's, you know, managing games.
Yeah.
You know, we're bringing him off the bench and things like that, like Stephen McGinn did to a certain extent. Even if he's doing that, I think it's...
Yeah.
Absolutely, his experience will be completely invaluable. And
I think so as well. And what a lift he's given the whole club already. Like,
how many people are going to have Arfield in the back of their tops come Saturday?
Honestly, probably be hundreds. And I've actually got a wee story on that in a second, because we've got a wee competition we're going to be able to do. But in terms of the fans, I think, like, since Monday night at whatever time past 11, it's just been like a 3-day bukkake party. It really has. It's just been like, you know, it's just been phenomenal, isn't it? Like, everyone's just absolutely so mesmerised with the fact that we've managed to get this signing done. But I think what a buzz it's given everyone, and a lift after last Friday as well.
You know, it's amazing, obviously, with the Rangers connection. I've had so many Rangers supporters going, oh my God, Scott. They're like buzzing for Falkirk as well. He was such a massive player, and like Rangers supporters love Scott Arfield as well, as much as we love him as well. And it's it'll be an amazing moment, whether he comes off the bench or starts the game on Saturday, just to see him to come on, you know, and wear the navy blue again. I'm absolutely buzzing. Though we're playing in that fucking shitey Heritage top on Saturday, for
that's the only downside, isn't it?
Marketing people, have him. It's Scott Arfield's game back, and he's going to be wearing the fucking Morton top.
He should be in navy blue on Saturday, in my opinion. But listen, I get why they're doing it. There's a feel good factor. They've probably got I don't want to suggest that they've got crates of these shirts, right? But say they've got so many shirts to sell, it makes marketing sense for them to do it. And I don't want to piss on the marketing guys and the shirts and stuff, because we've talked about it to death. But yeah, it would have been nice to see him in navy blue this Saturday. But we will the week after, regardless. And apparently there's only two teams that we could have played in this shirt anyway. One, Partick Thistle, and the other team, Livingston. And we've just
just because
the colour clash. So that it makes, I suppose it does make sense that it has to be Thistle or Livy. But... Livy or Thistle away maybe would have been better. But listen, it is what it is. I get why they're doing it. It'll just be great to see him in a Falkirk shirt again. Can't wait.
Absolutely. John McGlynn says, Scott will be someone known to many, many Falkirk fans. It's great to have him back here, but it's not just a bit of sentiment. He's a really good football player. No shit, John. He's been keen to return to the club as soon as we got onto him. He showed he was desperate to come back and help us push us to the Premiership. I think his experience could be invaluable between now and the end of the season. I've heard so many good things about Scott, not only in the pitch, but also his character, which was spat in the dressing room as well, which is a hugely important. You know, like I say, I think he's going to be huge in the dressing room. You see he'll break out the guitar, away we go. And then we get to sing Saturday Night by Wigfield as well, Ross.
We do, exactly. That has to be played if he scores. So if Jack or Dave are listening, please make that happen post the goal. It was interesting, his interview as well. He says, I spoke to John McGlynn when he left Rangers. Now, that was something that you and I talked about 2 years ago, I think it was, was it 2 years ago? No, 18 months ago when he left Rangers, that there had been a very long conversation with John McGlynn. And obviously Scott has confirmed that that was the case. It just wasn't the right time. And he wanted to go and try America, and he did. So he's here now. He's here for 6 months, potentially another year, because that's the deal that he signed with the option of another year. I'm going to assume that the extra year's dependent on where we finish this league, but... I could be wrong. Maybe he just... what I loved about his comment as well is he was part of the team that took us down,
and
he wants to be part of the team that takes us back up. So maybe he will stay with us until that happens. I don't mean in terms of like 7 years' time when he's like 40-odds, but in the next season and a half, fingers crossed.
Right. is unbelievable. We got your views on what you thought of the transfer window. Alistair Stewart kicks us off saying, what a time to be a Bairn. Arfield can hopefully inject a bit more life into midfield. Look back, and I can only imagine how good a partnership of him and Lang will look with Henderson free to be utilised in midfield, with the excitement of the unknown with Thompson and then Allen joining in the summer.
Excellent. Stuart Gilley says, going to be interesting to see how John fits these three new signings into the side. Certainly got loads of competition at centre-half now. Does that mean we'll be staying with a back three? Who knows? Arfield will be playing in the 10 role, or is he more likely to be a bit more sitting a bit more back, given his age? Scoring goals has been our major problem of late, so we also need Brophy back, firing on all cylinders.
And I've got an update.
It was Eamon Brophy was training on Monday and Tuesday this week.
Forget you've got Eamon Brophy there as well. I mean, you just absolutely forgot that because he's only had one game. Lou Grover, that was the best transfer window ever, especially after a week of highs and lows. But in true Bairns form, John, Paul and all the management pulled it out of the bag. I've never stopped smiling. Welcome to our new players, but welcome back to Luke and welcome home, Scotty. I've actually been counting off the days until Saturday as I can't wait. What a time to be a Bairn. Honestly, I'm the exact same. I can't wait to Saturday.
Two more sleeps. Alan says, with these additions to the squad, Big Brian at behind the wall better make a start to the extension for the end of season parties.
Yeah. Craig Cruikshank says, if Carlsberg did transfer deadline days, while Willie Lang says, just all good.
Brilliant. Yeah, it pretty much nails it. Jay Penman says, Jordan Allen, Ryan Shanley and Michael McKenna, obviously, and Callum out as well. And the four new boys in is a no-brainer. Totally transformed the squad. Well done to all involved.
James Duffy, I'm more emotional about the Arfield return, but I think Luke Graham returning will have the biggest impact straight away. Buzzing to see them both play. I feel for Darryl O'Connor, I know, though, because he's coming up looking for minutes and now he's fifth choice centre-half.
Listen, if he's at some point he's going to get game time. We've got massive games coming up and we're not going to play the same starting 11, in my opinion, for a variety of reasons. So I'm sure Darryl will get some minutes. I'm sure he will. Maybe, hopefully. Random Falkirk fan says, Scotty is, of course, the big signing, but he's going to make, but is he going to make the most impact? In my opinion, no, that will be Luke Graham back in defence with Hendo, as that's what put us up top. Heard big things about Thompson from Dundee United fans, so hopefully he is as good as they say.
Paul McAvoy, says, be fascinating to see who stays in the team and who drops out. What formation will McGuinn play now? Only definite for me is that Luke Graham goes straight back in. Interesting.
Indeed. Inge says, nothing is as special or exciting than this. That one sentence in Scotty's interview sums up last season and this season perfectly.
And finally, Adam Hunter says, any tickets for the Wayne train? Jesus.
Come on, the Wayne train is back on motion, baby.
It's leaving the station once again. Listen, keep your... That's amazing. Keep your... for the Ruben Samu Role of Honour will continue until Sunday. So if you've listened to this bonus podcast, just message us with the words Ruben Samu. We did it on Sunday there as well. Yeah. And then that'll prove that you've listened to it. Right, before we go though, Ross, quickly, we need to get your formation and your team for Saturday because there's so many options now.
Okay.
What are you going for?
I think John will go back to what was working.
4-3-3.
I think it'll be 4-3-3. Okay, so I think it'll be Hogarth and goals.
Yep.
I think we will see Keelan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hendo.
Right.
And Luke Graham. I think it'll be Cole and big Luke Graham at centre half. I think Hendo will be left back.
Oh, interesting.
Hendo will be left back. I think we will see Brad Spencer and Scott Arfield in the sitting midfield. I think we will see Alvin Miller and Miller-Thompson on the wings.
Calvin Miller in the 10? Oh, right, in the wings, right. Okay, who's in the 10 then?
I think we'll see Gary Oliver in the 10. And I think Eamon Brophy will be up front.
Wow. I did not expect that lineup. Right.
I may be well off, but that is what I'm...
I agree with you. I think we'll shape back to the 4-3-3 because I think it's given Thistle all sorts of trouble when we've played them before. Hogarth, obviously. Adams on the right. This is where it gets difficult, I think. I'm going Lang and Cole in the middle.
Yeah.
Left back. Now, I quite like your theory of Henderson at left back, but I think we'd be wasted there because he's not going to get up and down the wing. He's not get overlapping. Yeah. And I think ball into feet. So I'm going to put Wee Leon in at left back.
Okay.
Midfield. Brad Spencer.
Right.
Liam Henderson.
Okay. Right.
10 in the 10. Mm-hmm. Aidan Nesbitt back into the side.
Okay, Aidan will come back in, right, okay.
Miller on one wing.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Ross on the other wing.
Right.
Eamon Brophy up front, if he's fit.
If he, yeah, well, he's been back.
If he's fit, you'll notice the absence of Scott Arfield in that team.
I did, yes, that is true. Listen, you might be right, John. He may not go straight into the starting 11.
I think the impact he could have coming off the bench and the lift he'll give, I just think it, in terms of the squad.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Here's a question, right?
It's the centre-half issue, and I think Henderson...
Oh, the centre-half thing's huge.
Putting Henderson back into midfield, I think that's why Luke's come back.
Could be.
But then you've got to look at the partnership him and Hendo had, but who's not to say that Luke will have a great partnership with...
Someone else. Call, yeah, call,
and again, yeah, I'm just saying, if Lang and Henderson, I thought were... Lang and Donaldson...
Yeah,
I thought Lang's hit the ground running. With you can't drop Tom Lang with the two performances that he's had over the last two games.
Donaldson, it's tough, John. I agree with you. I think he's potentially undroppable. I'm trying to think what partnership John will go with. It's a hard job.
Let's put this out on socials then, Ross. Let's find out what formation you're going for. And what players you're putting into that starting 11 for Saturday. And let's see who gets it right. Because there's so many. Yeah,
I'll add that to the socials for this.
In the minutes, Ross.
I'll write it in the minutes, in the imaginary minutes. And also to the socials, John, just before we wrap up, is courtesy of big time Chris McGill, we will have a signed Scotty Arfield shirt as a comp.
Why are we giving that away?
I know that's true. In terms of what you need to do for it, I was going to suggest a question.
You've got to buy some CM Grip socks. By the way, can we just point out as well that the first picture of Scott Arfield
had
a pair of CM Grip socks on. Big time, waste no time.
Exactly. That should be his slogan. But I was going to suggest, tell us what Scott Arfield's first number was at Falkirk. However, maybe we go interesting because we tie it in with the starting 11. If someone guesses the correct starting 11,
I like it.
We get the shirt.
Right. If you nail the starting
11. You and I are included in this as well.
Right. Okay.
We've had a guess.
If you nail the starting 11 for Saturday, you're in the draw for a Scott Arfield top.
Indeed.
Love that. That's great, mate. Well done. I love that thinking. No. There you go. Not just a pretty face, eh? Listen. Thank you very much for listening to our emergency podcast and the return of Scott Arfield to the Navy Blue. Cannot wait to see it Saturday. As Ross said, two more sleeps and then I'm really looking forward to the day on Saturday. Really looking forward to the day. I'll be in behind the wall before the match and enjoying a few drinks before heading down and then back up afterwards. Hopefully celebrating a Falkirk win and a Scott Arfield winner would be delightful. Scenes. Absolute scenes. Yeah. So looking forward to that. We'll be back obviously next Monday with the normal folk at Daft, looking back at Thistle, looking forward to Ayr.
And Elsa's back, guest pundit Elsa is back.
Elsa's back as well. So that's brilliant news. And then obviously more F Factor entries. We've had a few coming in, so can't wait for that. Thank you very much for watching or listening to this emergency podcast. Get us on YouTube, get us where you get your podcasts. And it definitely the phrase just this rings so true this week, Ross.
Expect unexpected, everybody.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall. Stay local. Eat and drink global.
We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft, we're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk here, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.